It's that time in Spain where we listen to Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks. Hi there, Bill.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Now, this comes around again and again. I remember when I was in school, we had spelling tests which came around again and again, and I didn't quite like it. This is called the Modelo 720 or the Form 720. It's been some time since we've talked about this.
Yeah, sure.
But these reporting deadlines come around year after year. So let's remind ourselves and the listeners of the rules and look at the latest news. So to start with question one, what is Modelo or Form 720?
It's a title given, a Modelo 720, to the Spanish tax requirement that individuals must report within certain limits and wherever there have been significant changes, let's not go into too much detail, overseas assets owned by those individuals. It is not, as such, a regime for collecting additional tax. It is, as I've said before, a form of tracking the assets owned by individuals resident in Spain where those assets are located outside of Spain. So, you know, it's a huge step forward for the Spanish tax authorities to be able to have an annual report of assets which qualify to be reported so that they are able to track the wealth of individuals, and so that when there are a death occurs, or when there's a substantial capital gain, or whether there is a substantial increase in the asset base being reported, they have a history of it and they can start to investigate and apply taxes where taxes are due. So Modelo 720, it's an unnecessarily onerous reporting system in my view, but there it is, it's in place and you're required to report your overseas assets provided they are reportable to the Spanish tax authorities. And the time for doing that is, generally speaking, the 31st of March deadline.
Okay.
Don't leave it till the last moment is my tip.
Yeah. So who needs to complete it and what assets need to be reported?
Well, as we approach the 31st of March, we're not so far away from that now, you know, just another 7 or 8 weeks. That's the deadline by which any resident of Spain has to submit their annual Form 720, Modelo 720, to list these overseas assets. Now, if you previously submitted a Form 720, you only need to declare assets if they've grown a certain amount or if you have sold or disposed of them. Now, besides confirming what you have to declare this year, it's also a good time to consider whether you're holding your assets in the most tax-efficient vehicle for Spain. If you've got investments that are set up with UK taxation in mind, an ISA, for example, you may be paying, you probably are paying more tax in Spain than you need to. Now, the rules as far as Modelo 720 is concerned, there are three separate reporting categories, if you like, based on bank accounts, based on investments and what are called immovable property. You have to report all the assets in a particular category, in those categories, if the value of your total assets in it amounts to over 50,000 euros. So if you have an overseas property asset, a bank account asset outside of Spain, and it is 50,000 euros or more, then you need to make a report to the tax authorities by the 31st of March on the form or Modelo 720. Now, in general, you're obliged to report the assets if you're the owner, or if you're the settlor of a trust, or if you're indeed an effective beneficiary of a trust or an authorised signatory in a financial arrangement. You need to report even if your personal share of the assets is less than 50,000 with joint assets. Each owner needs to declare the full value, not the prorated value, and indicate their percentage of ownership. So if you have a 25% stake in something that's worth 100,000, that still has to be reported as a 100,000 asset, and you indicate your percentage of ownership. In the vast majority of cases, assets are valued using the general Hacienda wealth tax rules as at the 31st of December. And you also need to declare the average balance over the last 3 months of the year if those changes that I mentioned earlier have been made during the previous 12 months. You need to report the value of the assets in euros. So any investments you hold in other currencies need to be converted using the officially declared Spanish exchange rate for the euro to other currencies as at the 31st of December in that year. So for the return you need to make for in 2019 on Modelo 720, you will be declaring the assets that you own as at the end of 2018. If you've already submitted Modello 720 Form 720 in the past few years, you only need to report again if the value of an existing asset has grown by more than 20,000 euros, or you sold an asset, or you closed an account, or you obtained a new asset. Those are the areas that you have to report if you've made previous reports.
What happens if you don't submit a form or you don't provide all the necessary information?
There's quite a punishing regime, to be honest. There's been some very significant punishments meted out, which has led, as we'll maybe we can discuss in a moment, to some EU action in respect of Modello 720. If you're a resident of Spain, you are legally obliged to correctly report all your overseas assets on Modello 720. There are very severe penalties for failing to make this report. Now, initially, for failing to file Modello 720 or indeed filing it incorrectly with errors, there is a 5,000 euros fine per infraction. There's a minimum fine of 10,000 for each group of assets in which you may have made an error. For voluntary late submission, there's a £100 penalty with a minimum payment of 1,500 euros for each group of assets. And in addition, the undeclared assets are treated as unrealised capital gains and consequently included in the general base of the income tax return for the earliest year Modello 720 was established. So you could have a hidden tax charge, if you like. And in some cases, there's an additional penalty payable of 150% of any unpaid income tax which may arise as a consequence of the information contained in Modello 720.
Wow. So do you think, Bill, that the Spanish tax authorities are onto this? Will they find out about undisclosed assets?
I think this is part of the cause. The Spanish tax authorities have known for some time that exchange of information is growing, and not just information exchange, but automatic information exchange. And now with the Common Reporting Standard, of which Spain is a signatory, along with over 100 other economies, information is now being transmitted by financial institutions, by banks, by other forms of financial entities back to your host country's tax authority. So the Spanish will be picking up on your ownership of overseas assets by virtue of the Common Reporting Standard. Modello 720, if you like, was a forerunner in trying to bring about an awareness within the Spanish tax regime of assets that you might own, but which you have held overseas. I mean, we've always stressed in these interviews, Howard, and to our clients, the importance of correctly declaring your income and your gains and your assets in Spain, whether it's on Modello 720 or on your income and wealth tax returns. And that is even more critical today because, as I've said, with the new global automatic exchange of information between tax authorities, omissions and inaccuracies are going to be uncovered by the Spanish tax office relatively easily. And it's worth bearing in mind, although this probably doesn't affect most people, but where tax evasion by accident or intentionally, where it exceeds 120,000 euros in a tax year, it becomes a criminal offence in Spain and can result in prison sentences of between 1 and 4 years. So you can see from the punishments that are now available that they're taking this very seriously.
Yeah. Well, I remember, Bill, because we talked about it possibly happening. The European Commission believes that the Modello 720 violates fundamental rights contained in the Treaty on the Functioning of the European Union. And in February 2017, it gave the Spanish government a two-month ultimatum to make Modello 720 penalties fairer. But then, surprise, surprise, todo tranquilo, it all went quiet. And though there's been some recent news, do you know what's happened?
Yeah, what's effectively happened is that the EU pressure on Spain has forced it to make the EU ruling on this public. And so it's come back into the limelight again. As you say, back in, I think, February 2017, the European Commission gave the Spanish government just a simple two-month ultimatum to make Modello 720 penalties fairer. They considered that the Commission accepted, for example, that Spain has got the right to require taxpayers to declare these overseas assets on Modelo 720. What the EU doesn't, what the Commission doesn't agree with, is it disagrees with the severity with which it punishes late or inaccurate submissions. As I explained just now, you know, running into fairly lengthy prison sentences for what is a substantial sum, but in the big picture of things is a relatively small amount. And as I say, the sanctions under Modelo 720 now include a minimum €10,000 charge on incorrect declarations, an additional 150% penalty on unpaid capital gains. You know, in some cases, taxpayers have faced massive fines for what are relatively minor errors or omissions in completing the form. So, you know, with penalties being so disproportionate to those imposed for other tax defaults, such as, you know, the late submission, for example, of your Spanish income and wealth tax return, the EU claims that it is discriminatory and in conflict with EU freedoms. Now, it perhaps is worthwhile saying at this stage, it's essential that you therefore understand the implications of getting it wrong and make absolutely sure that by the time of the date of submission in March, you have got all your ducks lined up in a row and you know what you've got to declare and that you aren't going to make an error or an omission. Because if you do, as I say, the punishments that have been meted out have been severe and unforgiving. And whilst the EU still considers these penalties to be severe, Spain has yet to agree and to change the rules. And so whilst I don't think Modelo 720 is going away anytime soon, if I'm honest. I think the EU and the Spanish, I think, both agree that they're allowed to collect this information. What the Spanish haven't agreed to is to reduce the penalties, and the EU are going to continue to press them. And I guess there will be a case before the Court of Justice in the European Union to further the challenge of the Commission to bring the Spanish to heel on this matter. I think it's fairly clear that it is clear that the punishments outstrip the crime in many respects. And I think that that will perhaps be the outcome. But whatever happens, you've still got to make these returns now and you've got to get them right.
Well, keep our eyes on that ball, Bill. How can people get in touch with you?
I think if the first point of contact is probably the website. It has plenty of informative information about the business that will help you to understand what we are and what we do. You'll find lists of all the offices located throughout Spain and the names and brief biopic CV of the people who operate for us as partners and senior partners in those offices. And it's at blevinsfranks.com. If you'd like to talk through this upcoming requirement of Modelo 720, any of the offices close to where you live would be delighted to give you some advice.
Thank you very much, Bill. As always, we'll talk again at the same time next week in Spain.
It's a pleasure. I look forward to speaking to you then.